Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? We are less than 24 hours away from a historic day, a day which producer Phil just said, how did we get here? Yes, kids, Donald Trump, the billionaire slash reality show TV star, will become the most powerful individual on planet Earth tomorrow as he is sworn in as the 45th president of these here United States. What's up, party people? Hope you're having a good Thursday. Man, I am looking at this right now. It's the Lincoln Memorial. There's a concert, and it seems to be quite full. I'm going to be honest with you, kids. It seems to be quite full. You know, this worry that nobody's going to show up, and all that's going to show up are people that are angry and throwing massive fits. I don't think we need to worry about that. Looks like a pleasant night tonight. Melania is looking ever gorgeous, as I could just say that. Scott Bakula with no hair is hosting the show. Not really. People are like, oh, my God, Scott Bakula, we have to do a MoveOn.org petition to get rid of him now as a human being. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow. And we were talking about a little bit earlier today that it's got to be weird going to bed tonight knowing you're the president of the United States. Waking up tomorrow, president of the United States, going to bed tomorrow night, not president, and then vice versa. Not president tonight, waking up tomorrow, not president, halfway through, and then going to bed, even though he doesn't sleep, as president. That's got to be unique and odd at the same time. But it is happening. So enough with the crap, enough with the craziness, enough with the lunacy. President Trump is going to be the president tomorrow. I've stopped saying president-elect because I no longer care about that. I don't think anybody's going to. It's like saying the Super Bowl. It's like somebody going to come get me because I didn't say president-elect. He is going to be the president. He's just taking the microphone and he's wandering out there. It's the concert tonight. We're trying to figure out, are they playing at all tomorrow? Toby Keith, Three Doors Down. I don't know who else they got. You know, I'm surprised he didn't get a mariachi band because that would have been so President Trump, right? Like, let's get a mariachi band. This will piss everybody off. This will piss the world off. The fact that I got a mariachi band, he's out there pointing to stuff like he's a comic. I'm going to make fun of you in a second. I'll make fun of you. You over there. It is what it is. But they're excited, and it's going to be interesting to see what takes place. The worries about everything, the fears, all of this stuff, it's like the buildup to the Super Bowl. And, you know, eventually it's 3:17 on a Sunday afternoon and it's no longer, you know, talk or this, that, and the other. It's now go time. And tomorrow it will be go time. And it'll be go for Obama, go, and it'll be go for Trump. A lot of people texting me, oh, my God, what if something happens tomorrow? What about this? What about that? What if he declares martial law? Stop with that. First, can I just say this? I think Barack Obama, the last thing he wants is something to go wrong and there to be martial law, because the last thing I think he wants is this job any longer. I think he's had his fill. I really do. I think if he looked at Michelle and goes, oh, I got to declare martial law, that she'd be like, no, you don't. Uh-uh. That other guy to do it. We're done. We're done. We have done it. We're leaving. We are leaving. I think that's the truth right there. So his cabinet, not quite put together. He wanted to have seven. Looks like they're only going to confirm a few. Mad Dog Mattis is going to be one of them. But we knew that was going to happen. Again, it is what it is. Tomorrow is, for all intents and purposes, exciting. It's a day of pomp. It's a day of circumstance. It's a day of, woo, this is neat. It's a day where we look at amazement and wonder the fact that, you know, 18 months ago, the joke was Donald Trump was running for president. And then, you know, now all of a sudden, 2 months later, the joke is over. He's president. Scoreboard. Deal with it. Here we go. So he'll have, you know, he's got his 100 days. He'll be on the clock tomorrow. Let's see what his first 100 days look like. This is, you know, the all-important 100 days is how they, in many ways, measure what a president's going to do over his time, you know, over the 4 years that he has as president. So I want to get your opinions. You can text the show 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can also call the show 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Are you excited? Are you upset? Is there anxiety? There are a lot of people out there on both sides that are that are excited, and there's nervous excitement in this. Because remember, when we talk about stuff like this, it's be careful what you wish for because you may just get it kind of thing. And guess what? For a lot of people out there, they're getting what they wanted, but now we're starting to see polls are a little worried because it all gets in front of you, and they're reading all the papers of how bad it's going to be when Obamacare is taken away, and they're reading all of these kind of things, and people are starting to freak out. Did we make the right decision? It's too late now. You got to trust in the system that works and let it go. I think too often, and we've talked to people on both sides of the aisle, you know, this guy's a smart guy, right? He may not be the most couth guy in the world. I think we've established his couthness is not real. It's very small. We could find it every once in a while, but by and large, it disappears. But he is a smart guy, and I think he wants what's best for the country. And I think he is going to do all that he possibly can to bring a lot of what he said to fruition. I really do. I think he cares immensely about our country. I think he has a true love of what it is to be American. And yes, sometimes he comes across as a meathead, as a big oaf. But we see a human side of him as well. And I think it's time for us to give him a chance. You know, again, give him a chance. That's all we can do as human beings. It's time to give this guy a chance, and let's let him either be the president he said he wanted to be, or he's going to fall on his face. But either way, the worrying, whether you're on the left and you're worried about him coming in and taking every right you apparently have, as the right was in a lot of ways when Obama became president. Remember, here's the great thing about this country, right? This country and the way that our framers framed it is built in such a way that we can withstand bad leadership, because our strength is not just the head of the snake, if you will. There's more to us than just the president. So, yes, some people are nervous. Yes, some people are worried. I understand that. Social issues have you scared. What's going to happen? You're going to march on Saturday, et cetera, et cetera. This president elect, soon to be president, less than 24 hours, I think what's best for all of us. I think he has his ideas. I think he'll make missteps. I think he's going to tweet a lot. I think he's going to anger some people. I think there's going to be some times when there's some egg on his face, and I think there's going to be other times when he does some good stuff. The fact that 50-plus Democrats are not going tomorrow, I think, is absolutely asinine, and it shows little respect for the presidency, and it shows little respect, I think, for the voters of America. I really do. And I think that is a mistake that they're going to come back to root, and it's going to come back to haunt their ass. I do. I think for several of them, they're going to look back at this, and especially if Trump ends up doing some things that I think he's capable of doing, they're going to look back in 2018, some of them who may be up for election. People went, you know what? You don't want to give this guy a chance. You pushed back before he ever got up there. You were adamant that he was the worst thing ever, and none of those things have come true, and he's done a lot of this stuff, and he's brought some stability, and he's brought some jobs back, and the economy is booming. You know what? I'm going to hold your feet to the fire in this one and not vote for you. I think the best thing they could have done to show some support for the people that they're worried may be stomped on and the rights that may be taken away is show up tomorrow in a show of unity, maybe wear an armband or something to show that we're here to X, Y, and Z, whatever it is that your cause du jour may be. But I thought that was a mistake. I think as the president of the United States, I think this is not just a little deal. I think this is a huge deal. And I think you needed to show the absolute utmost adulting kind of way by showing your ass up at this thing. And you didn't. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us 323-538-2423. You can also call the show 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. So much stuff to get to today. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, including later on today. We've got a guy coming on who's going to talk about him being the Twitterer in chief, as well as the commander in chief, and how that may affect us across many different lines, not just internationally, but a bunch of other stuff that comes to mind, as well as, man, I'm telling you, the sanctuary city. Where do you hear this, what's happening in San Francisco? And with President Trump now getting ready to take over, I can see why people get pissed and angry. I can. It's the Chad Benson Show.
My butt from a frying pan. Now she's running up ahead to chase some deer. Comes back to tell me that the coast is clear.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Awesome!
Watching Trump here, watching the fireworks, the extravaganza. It's been quite amazing. And he and the family now have just... good-looking family, by the way. Just headed over to the Lincoln Memorial. They're standing in front of it. It's an amazing... amazing thing, and you look at this. It's fresh, it's new, it's hope. And you know, 8 years ago we thought we were getting hope and that this was going to happen, and 8 years on, not all that happened that I think a lot of people wanted to happen, obviously. And I think that the country, there was infighting, and it was not the best. And now we've got a new president, and I don't blame the old president for a lot of things. And in fact, you know, there are two senators who battled top to bottom with President Obama. We're interviewed by Wolf Blitzer, and I concur with them 110%. One of them is Tom Cotton, from a Republican from Arkansas. This is what he had to say about President Obama.
I think President Obama has been a good role model for young men throughout our society, especially people like him who grew up without a father. He's been an excellent father, an excellent husband, and I think the kind of quiet dignity that he's brought to the private side of his life sets a really good example for young men all around the country who maybe don't have a father figure, don't have a role model that they can look up to, and I think it'll have a lasting impact.
Absolutely. I think he brought a lot of dignity. Were there missteps? Yes. You don't think this guy's going to have missteps? Absolutely. But I think he handled himself in many ways. You may not agree with the way he handled him. You wanted to be more aggressive. You wanted to be, and at times, look, let's be real. He was way too pragmatic. He overthought things. And sometimes when you overthink things, rather than do something, you do nothing. And he did that at times. But I think as a human being, as a man, I think he brought a lot of dignity to the White House. It's not just Tom Cotton. This is Joe Manchin, also a Democrat from West Virginia, and I agree with him as well.
He really brought a lot of dignity to the office. When you look at basically his family life and how he raised these two wonderful daughters and his wife with so much grace and charm. And when you look at all of that, you know, he and I had our differences on policy because my state is in a different position than where he was going. With that, we've had our challenges there. But basically, when you look overall of representing the United States of America and the dignity that he brought to that office and the way he came in and the way he's going out without any mars to it, without any blemishes, without any scandals, I think that's something to be proud of, and I'm sure he is proud of that. We are in better shape right now.
I don't know if we're in better shape, but you know what? He saw us through a horrific time in our country when it comes to economics. Let's not pretend that he didn't. He was saddled with a massive amount of downhill boulder crap rolling when he took the job. And he had some missteps. There's no doubt about that. And you guys know where I stand on it, and I've graded him out. I think the economy was one of his big things. I think race was another place we had misstep, and foreign affairs, obviously. But I can't blame all the economy on him. He came in, it was a crappy economy. The economy in and itself has changed, and that's where, I don't think people realize that. So you can't blame everything on him. And I know a lot of people do. We want to blame the other side because we want the other side to lose so we can say we won. But he did have some stuff that did hurt him when it comes to, you know, he was the first president not to reach 3% annual GDP growth. It's not great. You know, some of those were because of moves that he made and his administration made and the Democrats made. There was a lot of things you can look back and say missteps. But one thing you can't say is he's a horrible man and he doesn't love his country and that he's a radical, you know, Islamist and all that. Stop with that crap. He's a person who loves his country. He served us, and for that we should salute him, regardless of politics. This is what it sounds like to be an adult, all right? And I shouldn't be telling anybody how to be the adult because I eat like a seven-year-old, all right? In the morning, I sing songs and goof around. My son loves the fact that I can talk to the kids because I'm like them and adults. But this is what an adult sounds like. We can say thank you. We don't have to be asshats about it. He's moving on. The page is turning, and whether you disagreed with his politics and him and a lot of the stuff, he still served us the best way he thought it was. You have a different viewpoint. I have a different viewpoint. That's fine. But me, as an adult, as a human being, I can say, President Obama, thank you for your service. We didn't always see eye to eye. I didn't agree with some of the moves, a good portion of the things that you did and you believed in. But I thank you for loving the country and for putting out there 8 years of hell coming up against you and trying the best that you knew you could do with what you were saddled with. And for that, that's what an adult sounds like, people. That right there. A lot of people are going to text me, Chad, you're the worst person. You're an idiot. You're whatever. Again, I'm acting like an adult. It's okay to say thank you. Practice it. Just thank you. You're going to be Fonzie. Thank you. Thank you. We wish you all the best in your new endeavors. We hope you and Michelle have an amazing life. I wish the girls nothing but the best. And again, thank you for the service to our country. Simple. We try that. That's all we got to do. Very, very simple. Again, acting like an adult. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show. Your love, your hate. 323-538-2423. You can also email the show, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com, or call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. This is something that has pissed me off. I saw it. I read it some more. Saw it some more. Wait till you hear about this and what's happening in San Francisco. Oh, my goodness. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. You text the show, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, the arbiter of what an adult is, question mark, it isn't a unique or absolute plea. I always try to tell people. People send me stuff, and I always forget that you don't get the things I get through the day sent to me by people who, you know, who the disdain for this president and the things that I get that are disgusting. It's like, you know, just act an adult. We can all move on. That's what it is. Moving on, right? Like, you know, gracious moving on. The transition of power. Right? Can we not thank people for the transition of power? That's it. Thank you for your service. Time to move on. Thank you. It's funny is I think they get it more sometimes, the politicians, than other people do, because we're so just sold out for a cause. Got to yell at some. Got to be angry. Again, I am not that angry about something. I'm not. This makes me, like this right here, what I'm talking about, makes me angry. It pisses me off. But I don't want to march, right? I want to talk about it. I think it's fair that we do. We got a president coming in who has vowed to do all he can to make sure that sanctuary cities no longer get federal funding. And then you've got a place like San Francisco, California, who now is facing a lawsuit from an undocumented immigrant or a guest or a wandering nomad or whatever you want to call the person that is here illegally. He is suing. His name is Pedro Figueroa Zarcheno. Whatever. So what happened was he had his car stolen, 2015. He was in contact November the same year, and police said, hey, we got your car. So they did have his car, so he went down there. He got there, and instead of going to the impound to retrieve his vehicle, he was directed to the nearest police station to take, you know, to get all the paperwork. When he gets there, he was detained and eventually arrested because he had a federal immigration warrant out for him. Now, the lawsuit is saying, look, officers, you know, you guys can't do this. This is a sanctuary city. We've got an ordinance here. And the federal government, even though they initiated deportation proceedings, did all kinds of stuff, they were like, you know, we got this ordinance here in San Francisco. You can't do this. But like, well, we got a federal warrant for you. And you skipped 10 years ago in San Antonio going to your hearing, which, by the way, happens all the time. We've been out to the border. We've talked to the Border Patrol agents. We got the skinny and the lowdown for it. You can even see it on Facebook, and they tell us how everything breaks down. And what he's saying is you, by law, right, by the ordinance that they have there, the sanctuary city, is that nobody that works for the state or the city can, on their time, use any resources whatsoever to contact any federal agencies regarding people who are here illegally. On top of all of this, his car was eventually sold out of impound because he couldn't get out, and he waits to, you know, for his deportation hearing. If I go into somebody's house, right? Like somebody invites me over, not even invites me over. I go to somebody's house. I'm desperate. I go knock on the door. Need a place to stay. Some people are like, yeah, you know, you come on in. That's fine. Other people are like, I'm not thrilled by this. I don't really want this person here. But I'm there. I'm going to try to be the best guest I can possibly be, right? But maybe I'm not the best guest possible. But then I eat something inside of said house and I get sick. But they've given me a place to stay. I've had a place to to go and to grow and to continue to live a somewhat decent life. I've had this opportunity here, but you may have made me sick, so I'm going to sue you. Oh. You're a guest, and you're not really a guest. You're here illegally. The first thing you did was break the law. Even if you're an unwanted guest, if you will, what you're doing is a slap in the face, and this is what pisses people off. And I have news for you. The reason the guy that's going in the White House is going in tomorrow is because he's raised a lot of questions about illegal immigration. And this is one of those things that you just scratch your head out and you think to yourself, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely JD kidding me on this one? You're going to sue a place that has offered you sanctuary because in the end you did something wrong. And there was a warrant for you. What are police officers supposed to do, right? If you have a warrant for your arrest, a cop's going to pull you over. If he pulls you over, they go, hey, you know what? You got a warrant for your arrest for what? Unpaid whatever. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you know, I got to take you to jail. They're not going to say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do that because, you know, it's not a warrant from here. I'm just going to let you go. They're not going to do that, right? They're not. It's from a different department that I don't like and I'm not supposed to be talking to. You know, these guys over here have a warrant for you. It's not our city. No, it's wrong. It's stupid. They're caught in a cat, you know, they're caught in this, you know, between a rock and a hard place and what they're supposed to do. And I understand out there, there's a lot of people out there who are totally fine with people coming here. Totally fine. They're open borders. Let them all in. It's great. America's got too much stuff and wealth anyway. Blah, 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 blah. These people have been used as a political football for decades. For decades. Both sides have taken advantage of it. And yes, overall, we as a nation, if you look at the numbers, oh, Chad, here we go, there's been some benefit to it. But we also want our country to be a sovereign land. And to come into our country as Mr. Pedro here did, and then to be here for well over a decade, then to get caught because you have a warrant, and then to turn around to the country and to the city that gave you the sanctuary for so long, to look at them and say, is the reason people are pissed. Absolutely. I'm angry about it. I'm pissed about it. You should be upset about it too. Look, we can all look here and say to ourselves, I understand the plight of an individual who has a family, who's struggling, whether it's Honduras or El Salvador, Guatemala or Mexico, or somewhere else around the world, and you see the United States of America as the golden goose that's going to help you in taking care of your family and hopefully give them a future. And you make that effort to get here. I understand that. If I was in the same position, you bet your candy ass, I would do the same thing. But let me tell you what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't bite the hand that feeds me. I wouldn't. It is a slap in the face to this country. Again, regardless of whether or not you're pro illegal immigration or whatever, it is a slap in the face. And when this starts to happen, the snowball happens. California is making its bed and it's lying in it. Big time. When you look at the sanctuary cities, essentially, they're they're pretty much from San Francisco all the way down to San Diego, into places like Houston and a few other places. But they're not all over the country. They're not everywhere. And now you've got people coming here from different countries suing. Not like they were on vacation, and they got robbed, and they went, and then they got treated like crap by the cops. No, this wasn't one of those things. This was a person that was here illegally, who had a warrant for his arrest because he skipped his hearing in San Antonio. And all of a sudden, San Francisco's the bad person, and so were the cops, and they should pay for it because they followed what was right there. This guy's got a warrant. What are we supposed to do? Well, you're not supposed to deal with them. By the way, why are the feds bad people all the time? I did not know ICE and federal immigration. I didn't know these were horrible people. They make it sound like in these sanctuary cities, well, we won't work with these people. They're the worst. They're the absolute, ICE is the worst. Border Patrol is the worst. These people are evil. That's the way they make it seem. But if you want to look why we have somebody like Donald Trump going in the White House tomorrow, this is one of those things. The gall of another human being to come to a country illegally, spend over a decade here, and boom, we're going to sue you because you violated my rights according to this. That is absolutely ridiculous. But this is why we've got a guy here now who wants to build a wall. And a lot of people are like, build that damn wall. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Oh, my Lord. Speaking of states, which ones are the fattest? We got some body shaming going on about an NFL player. I don't know if you can really, man, you can body shame me if his wife was my wife. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, man. Chunky. Some states are chunky. Some other states are extra heavy. Man, and the South, let me say just, the South really needs to get a fitness plan, is what I'm trying to say. It needs to get a fitness plan. I don't know if it's the food's better there or if they're lazier. You know, it is, but let's just put it this way. I've got the fattest and slimmest states in the country. Colorado is the slimmest. About 20% of people there would be considered obese. So that's not good. Nine of the top 10 states as far as obesity is, all in the South. Nine. Think about that. Nine of the top 10 states as far as obesity rates are in the South, meaning the South, it can't rise again because they're all too heavy. Oh, my God. I'm here all week. Let's see here. Louisiana. Oh, my Lord. Almost 40% of the folk in Louisiana are chunky. And by chunky, I mean huge. 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 California, where I live, was about 20%, about just over 21%. Not bad. Let's see here. Utah's fit. Colorado's fit. Montana's fit. Maine is, Massachusetts is somewhat fit. The rest of it across the board, man, you're looking at 25-30%. Texas, 30-35%. And then the largens, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Florida is only 25%. But it is, it's insane. It's insane. Every state in the nation has an adult obesity rate over 20%. Over 20%. And by the way, if you don't think this hurts, on average, it cost America about $200 billion for obesity-related incidents, lost wages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Cost of care, the whole nine yards. 18 to 25-year-olds. California is only about 15%. Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Kansas, Wyoming, about 20-25%. By and large, most of it, it's a lot better. 26 to 44. God, I'm not even in that range anymore. That sucks. It's the same thing, man. That South is, it is huge, huge, huge. And when you get to 45 to 64, this is where you see the obesity levels just explode. I mean, huge. Just about every state from North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, they're all just in the 35 to 40 range. But 40 plus, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia. That means 40% of the people from ages 45 to 64 are obese in those states. That's insane. And then when you get 65 and over, it switches back down to some normalcy, if you will, of 20 plus. That's just insane, though. That is absolutely insane. We've got to do a better job in this country to not eat like crap. It's not that hard. It's willpower. It is. I mean, isn't that kind of what it is? Like, I don't want, like, you know, I want to work out a couple days a week and eat a little bit less. Wow. It's not that. I'm amazed. I am. And, you know, do we not care that much about ourselves? I don't know. I mean, I'm always amazed at how people can get to that point where they've let themselves go to that point where it's like, you know, I'm in, like, again, I want to lose 30 pounds, but I'm somewhat fit. I mean, I went to the gym last night and, you know, again, I go there. I spent 45 minutes. I hit the treadmill hard. I hit the weights and then I swim anywhere between a half a mile to a mile. And I do it in about 40, 45 minutes. It's not that hard to find time. But when you think about the cost, that's the, you know, every one of us knows somebody who just putting on shoes can bring them out of breath. Every one of us knows somebody who, and you think to yourself, and it may even be you listening, there's a better way. And I worry. I've got friends I worry about. I worry about the health of these people because I see all of the chronic stuff that goes along with it. It's not just about, oh, my clothes don't fit. Speaking of chunky monkey, I don't, look, If you don't know who Kristen Cavallari is, she's married to Jay Cutler. She was on like the OC or one of those shows, or, you know, I forgot, Laguna Beach. She does fashion stuff. She had a birthday party, and she went on vacation with her husband. He is Jay Cutler. He's the quarterback of the Bears. And people were fat shaming him. And I'm like, I don't see. I mean, you know, he looks like he's a big dude, but you have to be. I don't know if you're aware of this, but football is a pretty violent sport. But people were calling him things like he looks like a 300-pound lesbian. You know, how does he get in that uniform? It is so like, I sit there and I scratch my head. Because, again, when we get into this world where we think that we're better than somebody, hey, there's no reason for us not to fire a shot off. And when we usually do that, it's because we're jealous of them. We're jealous of them. I'd have no problem looking like Jay Cutler and having his wife. Producer Phil, would you be okay with a Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah, I think I could be.
Yeah, we'll sacrifice. You know how it is. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.